Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on the General.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and it is baseball time. It is the baseball version of the Buggy Bowl today from Bar Reeve High School. It's the North Davies Cougars on the road here today to take on your Bar Reeve Vikings. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined today by my good friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jonathan Patrick Mullen. Hello, Johnny.
Mike DeCourcy, good to be out here in right field down the line. We're doing it from the right field line, basically, here at Bar Reeve High School. Looking forward to this Buggy Bowl baseball-style matchup. And, Coach, we are good friends despite the fact that the Cubs and Cardinals are battling it out right now.
Well, not only do we have the Cubs and the Cardinals battling it out, but, Johnny, you had two junior high baseball games this morning where you teach and coach at North Davies.
That's true. While you made the trip to West Lafayette for this was the IASP state championship of Academic Bowl.
Yeah, we'll get into that today. But I tell you what, it's starting a little bit early today. And for the Vikings on the hill is senior Cam Graber.
At the plate is junior today designated hitter Sean Berry.
And we are underway. First pitch in for a strike. Next one going to be bounce back to the mound. Cam Graber going to pick it up, scoop it over to Ross Knepp. One up, one down. And this is a Bar Reeve team, Johnny, coming off their biggest win of the season. And that happened a couple of days ago. Gabe Gladish spins a two-hit shutout on a very talented Linton Miners team.
And that caught the attention of everybody in 1A baseball, especially in sectional 63, which that sectional will be coming up here in just a few weeks. And Bar Reeve North Davis, two of those five members of that sectional 63. Certainly Linton, a quality 2A ranked program, and Gladish with the two-hitter opened everybody's eyes with Bar Reeve baseball coming alive here. Looks like Brandon Craven, the center fielder for the Cougars, is going to take one in the back. So Cam Graber, after retiring Berry, hits Craven, and he'll trot down to first. At the plate, I believe we know who that young man is. That's John Mokers' son.
That is Landon Mokers. Already talked to his dad at least briefly here today. So runner down at first, Cam Graber. Ball going to be fouled out of play, Johnny. We might be able to make a play down here.
I thought it might kick off the brick facade here, and we might have a play. That one got to the roof. That'll be fun, though, if we have an opportunity.
We'll get Scott Gladish after that baseball.
Coach DeCourcy, you spent some time in North Davies before you brought your talents. You brought your talents. You took your talents to Bar Reeve.
Yes, 5 years as a Cougar under the venerable Jed Gerald, still there, principal of NDHS.
Craven at first base.
Got a two-strike count on Mokras. Next pitch, a breaking offering, going to bounce in there, one and two.
Coach, you talked about Gabe Gladish, and we know the junior is capable, certainly, of stymieing just about any team when he's on the mound. How about Cam Graber here, the senior? Is he the number two?
Well, you know, that's been a lot of the issue with Bar Reeve so far this year, as we've both seen, is Mokers going to foul another one off and out of play, is not able to, you know, consistently find that number two guy. One thing that Cam Graber will do is he will pound the strike zone.
That sounds good today. Ligoti will throw a sophomore, a relative unknown, Gabe Peterson. Peterson new to North Davis this year and shut Ligoti down last Friday evening. So he'll be on the mound tonight, or this evening, I guess, against Bar Reeve. And he is also known as a strike thrower.
So that That's something that the Vikings have to try to figure out before the sectional, but that that Gladish outing the other night just shows, you know, on a given night, as Mokra's going to bounce one into the hole, and Mokra's going to beat out the infield single, and what was happening there is there was a steal call on, and Barif shortstop Gage Wilson going over to cover the bag opened up a little bit of the hole, and Wilson going to be able to knock it down, hold that runner at second. Little hit and run put on there by the Cougars.
Tough break for the shortstop, Gage Wilson. He normally would have fielded that ball. Had the runner not been in motion, he probably would have rolled two on that ball. So now the Cougars have two on with one out, and at the plate is junior third baseman Chris Reed. And Reed swings from the left side. Coach, this field looks a little bit wet.
It does look a little wet. I don't know if it rained here today. I don't think it did.
The infield just looks a little bit, I don't want to call it muddy, but
damp.
Yeah.
Reed going to pop one, and the Barif center fielder going to back up and make the play.
It's Nick Parsons out in center.
And runners do not advance. Two outs.
Coach Mark Holt, the PA guy for Barif Baseball, announces right fielder Max Wesner with two down and two on here in the top of the first for the Cougars. Coach, a lot to talk about, especially this state championship you brought home.
And Wesner going to lazy little fly to short, and Wilson going to squeeze it. We'll talk about that state championship that's going to be hanging in the hallways of Barif when we come back. Cougars threaten here in the top of the first, but they do not score at the end of a half inning. Cougars nothing. Barif coming up. Back to Barif High School after this 2-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm back. It's me, Pothole. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop, and one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Barif, Gage Wilson leading off, bottom of inning number one here for the Vikings, Johnny.
Gabe Peterson on the mound for North Davis, and his second delivery is going to be roped down the line by Gage Wilson, and that's a stand-up double.
So Wilson turned on that one, and first pitch swinging, put it in the corner, stand-up double, and Barif with a runner down in scoring position. That'll bring the Viking hurdler today, Cam Graber, to the plate.
We talked about Peterson throws a lot of strikes, and Gage Wilson was more than ready to jump on that first delivery.
Cam going to bounce one down to third. They're going to throw across the diamond and get Cam, And on the relay, Wilson going to take third base, so a runner down at third. And one out. Holy cow. We got Hollywood Mike James. I can only see him from the top up.
Is this
top down, it's all camo.
Is this our competition here today?
It may be.
That reminds me, I bought a camo shirt about 27 years ago, put it in my closet, and I still haven't been able to find it.
Gladish at the plate now. Gabe, he's going to pop one into center. It's going to carry a little bit, but Wilson going to tag up. He's going to score easily, and the Vikings manufacture a run here early, and that's about as textbook as you can get, Johnny. Good base running there by Wilson to take third. Gladish does his job. It's a long fly ball, 1-0 Bar-Eve.
Credit to the Vikes. That all started with Wilson's leadoff double. He also did a nice job of scampering over to third when Reed fired to Wanager at first. So, yeah, nice piece of base running by Wilson as well. Gladish with the RBI sack.
Austin Ainsco. He's going to pop one out of play. Catch it, JR Crew. Catch it. It's a little short. So,
sack fly 8, RBI. Two down here. Two quick outs, but one quick run.
And Ainsco going to bounce one over to short. Shortstop going to range over, make the play. And they're going to get Ainsco by a step, and that's going to do it. So, Bar-Eve, leadoff double by Gage Wilson. Sacrifice fly by Gabe Gladish. That's going to put the Vikings ahead here in the early going. After one, Vikings 1, Cougars nothing. Back to Bar-Eve after this 2-minute timeout.
The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with the new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center downtown. Washington.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar-Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Back at Bar-Eve, and leadoff hitter for the Cougars, Jack Weiniger, going to bounce one to the shortstop, and a low throw from Gage Wilson is going to be picked initially by Ross Knepp, but the snow cone going to fall out, Johnny, and leadoff hitter for the Cougars.
Jack Weiniger playing first base today. Put the ball in play, and Ross Knepp could not quite hold on to that low throw. At the plate is, let's see, the kickers have changed their lineup up quite a bit from last night. Let me take a look here. It looks like Gabe Peterson, the pitcher, hitting for himself. So the sophomore pitcher, Gabe Peterson, at the plate.
So 1-1 the count. Who did the Cougs play last night, Johnny?
Cougars hosted WRV.
Okay.
A game that the home team, North Daviess Cougars, won 11-1 in 6 innings. They've had a busy week. Played North Knox at home earlier and then went to Bloomington North and got drilled. Not that they got drilled. They got basically shut down by an IU recruit.
Oh, well.
So
that happens. 3-1 to count now on Peterson. And he's going to foul one back, so full count.
And talking and keeping an eye on things and writing sports, reading sports, and talking with area coaches and just kind of keeping an eye on things. It's a lot of up and down this spring, baseball-wise.
Right.
I mean, sometimes a team looks invincible, and other times they boot it all over the place and get beat by teams they shouldn't. So you got a lot of 500-ish records, if you will.
And that's going to be ball four to Peterson, so first and second, nobody out. Well, case in point, and that's going to be your Bar-E Vikings. Of course, on Tuesday, that's the day that all your seniors get back after a 20-hour bus ride back from New York. But 6-0 loss to Northeast Dubois, strike out 13 times. And, oh, my Lord, the wheels have fallen off, and you turn around 24 hours later and you shut down Linton.
That's what I'm
baseball in 24 hours, and who's pitching?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it has to do with who's on the mound, but, yeah, just a lot of up and down. Not a whole lot of consistency. And, you know, when I talk about Nord Davis and Bar-Eve, I'm also talking about, you know, I talk with Steve Reed a lot, and he's had some ups and downs. The Hatchets are a quality team. Some other area teams, certainly Shoals, you know, mm-hmm. is going to factor in this year, I think, in sectional 63 as well.
And Ryan Graber going to lay down a nice sacrifice bunt. Advance the runners to second and third. So
that's Tyler Dunbar. Looks like he's going to provide a sacrifice fly.
And just about the carbon copy of last inning is that's going to drive in Weiniger. Runner going to hold at second, but we are now tied at one. And that leadoff air comes back to haunt.
That's an unearned run for sure.
The Vikings.
And, of course, Peterson walked. He's still at second base. Graber able to move the runners with the bunt. And Tyler Dunbar does his job, as did Gabe Gladish in the bottom of the first. So 1-1 here. At the plate is Sean Berry.
So they've Cougars have rolled that order over.
Coach, I like good, clean baseball. I like fundamental baseball. And I really like strike throwing. You know, I can handle an hour and 45 minutes of good high school baseball.
Hallelujah.
And so far, the pace has been good here. We've got two strike throwers in Cam Graber and Gabe Peterson to this point. So, who gets a baseball that goes way up on top of the gymnasium?
You just there's the ladder, and you just climb up there, and you go walk around and pick them all up.
All right.
Barry fouls one off. It's 1-1. It's a real scientific method.
Climb the ladder.
Next one, Barry going to – check his swing, 2-1.
I didn't know if there were seniors that needed extra credit. You know, late in the May, right before graduation, they're looking to make sure they get that credit.
Next delivery going to miss to Barry, so 3-1. And Cam with a walk earlier this inning and a three-ball count to Barry right here. A lot of times with high school pitchers, they miss by a bunch. Cam's not missing by much.
His pitches are really close.
And that one just a little high, ball four.
Not a bad walk either, in my opinion, with a base open.
And that may have been a little bit of the, as George W. Bush would say back in the day, strategery.
Yeah, you've got me saying it. I use it in daily language. As a language arts teacher, that's a faux pas. But strategery is a cool word.
I think it's a great word.
Two out, two on here at the plate. Brandon Craven, the center fielder, is going to smoke one to center. And that's going to have a chance to score a run. We're going to find out.
And they're going to concede the run. But on the play, North Davies tried to take an extra base. And
they got that run in.
That's going to be out at third. But a line shot single back up the middle going to score another North Davies run. And that's going to give North Davies a lead. So after an inning and a half on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, North Davies now leads it 2-1. Back to Bar-Eve after this 2-minute timeout.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying, that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Bar Eve, 2-1. North Davies now on top, Johnny.
Quentin Yoder, he's DHing today.
Holy cow, it's Trevor Loniker.
Trevor probably wants this mic.
And Quentin going to send one deep to left center field, and that's basically back up against the wall. And, Johnny, it just seems like the ball may be carrying a little bit today. It looked like almost a routine pop-up. I wouldn't say completely routine. Short porch anyway at Bar Eve, but the Cougar center fielder just kept going back and back and back and long fly ball out.
Yep, Yoder hits one of the deepest part of this park, which isn't a deep park, but, Craven was basically at the wall when he snagged that. Yoder, the DH today for Ross Knepp, the first baseman, and that's a base hit. That there is that Logan Knepp?
That is Logan Knepp going to turn the corner.
Nice hit by Logan Knepp.
With that previous out, I'm going to say, that's a 330-foot out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it may get to 350 there,
okay. Kind
of in the deepest part of center.
Sure. I have no idea how deep the park is, but it was up against the fence. Peterson checks the runner here. At the plate is Isaac Wagler. Isaac doing the catching today. We've talked all about the tremendous success and effort that Isaac Wagler had this season on the hardwood. He's going to fly out to right. Wesner snags it, so Isaac Wagler swings on the first pitch, and he's not able to advance the runner, and there's two down. Anyway, back to Isaac Wagler. I don't think you can say enough about his contributions on the hardwood.
Yeah, just I don't know how else you say it, Johnny. If he doesn't play for the Vikings this year, you can talk about the Lagodi game, but it's over the night before, and they've got Logan Knepp picked off. Knepp down to second. He's going to be tagged on the back and out, and they had him leaning. And I think the ball was in the first baseman's glove before he even realized that things were in trouble, Johnny.
Yeah, that's a no-no for a Coach Rodemaker team, and Coach is going to let him know about it.
And Logan going to jog right over to Coach Rodemaker for a chat about that. Well, that's going to do it for the Vikes here in the bottom of inning number two. They're going to leave one at the end of two complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. North Davies 2, Bar Eve 1. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete,
color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Bar Eve, Landon Mokrist, the leadoff hitter here for North Davies.
Coach, we're in the top of the third already.
Top of the third, two balls, the count on Mokrist. Next one going to miss outside, so a 3-0 count. Don't want to sell him completely short, but Cam Graber's game is built on control, and he's at least the last half inning or so, not a strong command of the strike zone. That went in for a strike, 3-1.
Joey Riggins says we're down here where we belong.
Mokrist going to line one into center. Parsons going to go back. And see, that ball was hit a lot harder than the Quentin Yoder ball last inning. And Parsons probably 10 feet in front of the fence when he caught it, but not nearly as much carry on that. I don't know. I'm not a weatherman, but well, one out, that's what we know.
Here's the deal. The flag out there in right center is really not moving anywhere, so the air is kind of dead right now. I think maybe you're underestimating the fact that Quentin Yoder is a large young man who can lift the ball with his muscles.
And the next North Davies hitter, that's going to be
Chris Reed there with a base hit.
He's going to bounce one into center for a base hit.
I'm just thinking Yoder muscled it out there.
Yeah, maybe we're just not as, you know, visually excellent and intelligent as we perceive ourselves to be.
Yeah, I still like this view.
I do too.
I really do.
A little more airflow out here.
Yep. Got some young, talented Graber boys near us.
Yes, we do. So,
Bryson and Caden. A couple of guards in the Bar E program, taking after the old man.
Caden, of course, is the number 3 ranked under 15 mushroom hunter in America.
In the entire country.
Bryson, honorable mention, under 16 noodler. Taking after Addison Wagler. Next hitter for North Davies, who we got here, Johnny?
This is the pitcher right here, Gabe Peterson.
He's going to bounce one up the middle, and Wilson going to flip it on to second, get the lead runner.
I screwed that up. That's Max Wesner that's out, okay, that's, or safe on the fielder's choice. Peterson up now. Now Jack Weiniger up now.
Weiniger up now. They're going to get the lead runner. Peterson or Wesner safe down at first.
Yeah, Reed's out at second on the fielder's choice.
That's going to be two outs.
Wesner playing right field today, and that's Jack Weiniger, the first baseman. I've called a couple. I've done the PA there at North Davies past couple nights. The lineup is a lot different tonight. Coach Stephen McNabb still trying to figure out his batting order.
Weiniger going to bounce one foul.
Yeah, what are some of these? What are these subject areas you guys teach over here at Bar Eve? I mean, talking about mushroom hunting and noodling and,
you know, they're
obviously your fine arts program is incredible.
Yes, it is.
Obviously.
You know, I'm a strong believer in multiple intelligences and everything that Howard Gardner brought to the table. You know, naturalistic intelligence is a thing. Not everybody can go out and find a mushroom the size of a boulder.
Yeah, it was nearly its own country.
And stolen base opportunity right there. And Cougar Runner going to be in.
Wesner steals second.
Wesner going to swipe second. So, 1-2 the count on Weiniger. North Davies with another runner down in scoring position, though.
Decent crowd here today. I mean, 4 o'clock start gives everybody a chance to come out.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of filtering in. Next one, Weiniger going to bounce it down. First baseman, Ross Knepp going to pick it up, step on the bag, and that's going to do it. So, at the end of 2.5. On the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard, Cougars still leading. It's North Davies 2, Barre 1. Back to North Davies after this 2-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With 2 locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case working hard for
you. How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625. 7625.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barre Reeve Sports.
Quickly here in the bottom of inning number 3, Nick Parsons with an infield single. Caden Graber next up, and he's going to hit one off the handle, and it's going to have some of that 1980s rock band, Johnny Mullen. Bad English.
Yeah, that is bad English right there.
And it's going to squeak through everybody, so Barre Reeve.
They got something going here.
Runners at first and second. What's your favorite bad English song?
What's yours? When I See You Smile.
When I See You Smile.
That's mine. Yeah. I mean, I just figured we had the same taste in
bad
English music.
I know somebody like Jake Owen will try to redo that song, and it'll be horrific. Yeah. But it's bad English was a power group, wasn't it?
What big hair band in the 80s didn't really take off with MTV's help?
I don't know. That's going to roll the Viking order over for...
You know, Gage Wilson.
He
had that smash double. I thought Coach Rodemaker might play the bunt here, but the way Wilson tagged that first pitch, he's going to let him swing, I think.
So runners at first and second, nobody else. Next offering to Wilson, going to be high, 1-1. Yeah, this is a time where you want Barre Reeve Superintendent Travis Madison listening, because he would tell you the year bad English was formed. He would tell you, what groups composed of it. He would tell you how many songs were in the, top 10 and what weeks.
Yep.
So if the Mad Dog's listening, send us a text.
Holler at us.
1-1 the count on Wilson still. Next offering going to hit him. And it's going to be bases full here. Just an off-speed pitch. It looked like it got away there, Johnny,
sure
from Peterson.
Yeah, tough break here for Peterson. An infield hit that Parsons beat out. The E3 and now the HBP, and the sacks are full here. Barive has a chance to open this game up a little bit.
So bases loaded, nobody out.
Coach McNabb out to settle down his sophomore righty. Talked about his control, but that hit by pitch isn't going to help his cause any.
No, it's not.
So PA man, Mr. Holt, giving you the due props. So there is actually a banner.
There is a banner.
That'll go in the hallway.
There is a banner.
Okay.
There is a state championship fine arts banner.
Sectional champs and regional champs really don't mean anything anymore at Bar Eve.
Oh.
You guys are all about the blue.
We want those blue rings.
Yep.
Cameron Graber, bases loaded, nobody out. Chance to really do some damage right here.
Help himself.
And he's going to line one sharply at the second baseman. And North Davie's going to turn two. So Bar Eve going to tie the game. And the hardest hit ball of the inning is going to lead to two outs, Johnny.
4-6-3 there as Cam Graber smoked it, but it took a nice hop for the second baseman. And Dunbar, short, made the turn to Wanniger. That is an RBI, though, even with the double play.
Well, you get into all the new baseball terminology, exit velocity, et cetera. I mean, it was one of the hardest hit balls of the day, but right at Dunbar, nice turn by North Davies. We're tied at two. Going to bring Gladish to the plate, runner down at third. And even with a knock right here, Barive can retake the lead.
Gladish, last year's leading hitter for this squad. Just a junior.
Gladish going to tap one foul. 1-1 to count on Gabe.
I read the Green County Daily World article on that Barive Linton game, and the first reference was basically made about Gladish giving it to Linton again, as he has the past couple of years in basketball.
He's had a couple of good games against the minors in basketball, that's for sure. And Gladish going to lace one into the gap in left center. It's up against the fence, and that's going to score a run. Gladish into second.
That's a bad call.
And they're going to call him out, and it's a great relay.
From my angle, I thought Gladish beat it. Paul Arvin, the Lagodian, calls Gladish out, so that's a long RBI single. Puts the Vikes up in front, 3-2.
All right, that's going to do it. So Barive strikes twice here in the bottom of inning number three and retake the lead. Vikings 3, North Davies 2. Back to Barive after this two-minute timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Davies County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better
deal. Back at Bar Eve.
That's Gabe Peterson, I believe. Is that right?
Yep, leadoff hitter is Gabe Peterson. He's going to line one into left for a single.
I just, this flow, Coach, I mean, there's just something about the balls are being stung. Pitchers are working fast. Players are making plays. I mean, this is a fun game to be at.
Yeah.
Now, Logan Graber, who is a good buddy of ours and was just here a moment ago, evidently has seen enough. Did you happen to say, catch what he had to say as he was leaving?
I heard it. And that ball, next hitter, going to line out to Caden Graber in right field. And who was that, Johnny?
Oh, that was number 8 hitter there.
Oh, that is my card's marked up here. That was well. You got Dunbar.
Dunbar's at the plate.
To the plate now, Tyler Dunbar.
Yeah, that was Ryan Graber, I think, that flew out to right.
No, but yeah, Logan, our friend, with a big proclamation.
Well, he hit it out early because he says this game's over. It's in the bag.
It's done. Done deal.
And he's a big Viking fan, so.
Either that, or they have a whole mess of mushrooms. As Dunbar going to bounce one back through the middle again, so first and second. For North Davies, they're going to roll the order over again.
Well, you know, Caden went out and picked a bunch of 7 and 8 inch mushrooms today, so that could be the case. Big family dinner this evening.
Knowing Caden, he says he's got a spot, but here's what I'm going to bet on. I'm going to bet that they're genetically modified with some type of chemicals that he's, you know, compounds that he's discovered.
Saying Caden's interested in chemistry?
I'm saying Caden.
He's a smart kid. We know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Caden's. Caden has a chance to do some things if he would, you know, so choose.
Well, there's a valedictorian salutatorian wall that he might find himself on one day.
And Sean Berry going to bounce one through the left side, and it looked like Gage Wilson may have been confused right there. He was, I think he was jockeying with the runner at second, and they opened up another hole.
Three hits here in the inning for North Davies. Bases loaded now with one out for Brandon Craven. So, just as quickly as Bar Eve went on top 3-2, North Davies can get right back in this game.
Craven going to bounce one back up the middle, and that is going to give North Davies a chance to take the lead. No, they're going to hold the runner at third, but still bases loaded, and we're tied at 3 now.
Craven's second RBI base hit. Base is still loaded. This is Landon Mokers.
And this is the third time through the order. And I know what Chicago Cubs skipper Joe Madden says about the third time through the order.
I can assure you that Mike Matheny leaves his pitchers in for that third time through the order. A lot of times.
Well, they just did.
One time too more, too much.
Yeah, 6-4 Cubs.
Yep, so.
So base is still loaded for North Davies.
Mokers had a big home run Tuesday night against North Knox at North Davies. Cougars were trailing 8-7, and Mokers' bomb hit him, put him on top.
Speaking of bomb, is it fair? It is, and
holy
that is a
cow.
Grand slam shot.
Well, I wasn't trying to call that for anybody, but he did hit one Tuesday at North Davis, and he just got into that one. Hit it right down the line, and he's going to touch them all as – that's a grand salami for Landon Mokers.
Into the Viking bullpen, and all of a sudden it's 7-3. Dave Cavanaugh just showed up. He got off the mower, and it was 3-2 Vikings. He gets across the street, and it's 7-3. It's happened that fast, Johnny.
Yeah, it sure has. Mokers swinging a hot bat. And that's 5 consecutive hits now for the Cougars. 7-3, but the way Barreve's been hitting, actually this game isn't over by any means, although – we did have one person say it was.
Next hitter going to pop one to left.
Chris Reed flies out to left.
Ainsco going to step back and make the play. Logan, our friend Logan, sends a text and says, maybe that proclamation was premature.
Come on back, Logan. Nobody taking money back here in right field. Dave Cavanaugh walks in free.
He's like one of the finest Dons in the mafia. Yeah, his money's no good anywhere.
It's Don Cavanaugh.
Easy, we're going to hand you a headset, Cavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. Top four, yeah, we're hungry and thirsty.
So we got Wesner back at the dish for North Davies. 1-1 count on him. Next one going to be fouled back and out of play, so 1-2.
Papa John Mokers missed that home run Tuesday. He was on a little trip south, and you got to see this one, though. He is present today. Proud papa of Landon, a longtime teacher and coach at North Davis.
Next delivery going to be swung on a miss, and that's going to do it. First strikeout for either team
that's
here
correct.
Today.
That is correct.
But the damage is done. North Davies, they hang five on the board. And that was exclamated by a grand slam homer by Landon Mokris. So we go to the bottom of inning number four. 7-3 North Davies back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And the offense continues. First pitch swinging. Austin Ainsco lines a base hit right back up the middle, Johnny. So Bar Eve not going to go quietly with a four-run deficit now at 7-3.
Quentin Yoder at the plate, and he drove one all the way to the wall. Craven trucked down in center, and Yoder's got the muscle to get one out of here.
First pitch in for a strike.
Peterson Quentin. Working him with breaking balls.
Next offering to Q, going to be high.
Q is super sub on that regional champion team here at Bar Eve this year. Kind of Keegan's replacement.
You want to talk about another sharp cookie. Quentin, very, very intelligent. So 1-1 the count on Q. He's going to pop one out of play.
Must be in the water fountains down here.
I think that's what it is. The question is, has a foul ball ever taken out a window at the Cavanaugh Estate? Oh, he's had one roll in the house, basically, but not. Well, that's always good. 1-2 on Yoder. Next offering, just going to get a piece of it to stay alive.
Maybe I've told you this story. We got to tell a Knepp story. This is a Hagen Knepp story.
Okay.
Baseball's winding up in weird places. Hagen Knepp, 12 years old. We're down at South Gibson playing in a tournament prior to the Little League district tournament. Hagen Knepp hadn't hit a home run, as far as I know, in his Little League career. The lefty hits one to center field, hits it over the wall. The people that were at the game were in center field with their tailgate up in their van. Of course, Hagen Knepp makes the shot. It goes directly over the fence and into the minivan in the back seat. Like, through the I mean, they had the tailgate latch up, and it literally went inside the van. Because Hagen doesn't miss.
No, he doesn't miss. Q going to tap another one foul, so still 1-2 on the Viking Jr.
And Hagen still has my glove.
Good luck getting that back.
So it's in my room somewhere. I said, yeah, right.
Another pickoff attempt. And by the way, not that this rivalry is always filled with bad blood. There's been some bad blood here and there, as there is in any rivalry. Quentin going to bounce one.
Balk.
Well, that may be a little bit of a break for North Davies, because the balk going to be called. That's going to send Ainsco down to second. But Quentin had kind of lined a single in between the third and third baseman and shortstop. So instead of what would have been first and second, nobody out, now there's runner at second, and Quentin goes back to work here.
If he hits all that hard this time, he'll score Ainsco.
Next one going to be high, 2-2.
Cougar fans thought that was strike three. Looked a little high from here. They wanted that curveball to be called strike three. Full count now? Or 2-2?
No, it is 3-2. Okay.
Full count.
Got it up corrected on the board. No, it says 2-2. I don't know. We'll just go by what's going on. How about that?
We know? No, that was close to a balk.
And Quentin going to pop one up on the infield. Dunbar going to range over.
That's Anthony Raber.
Or Anthony Raber going to
play in second base.
Make the play.
Dunbar's at short. That's a break for North Davis, actually. Well, that was awfully close to another balk there on Peterson. Whew. I think Arvin's talking to him a little bit, Paul Arvin. That really was close. Who's at the plate here?
That's Logan Knepp.
Okay.
Singled the last time he was up.
He did.
And got picked off. And Logan going to line one back up the middle, base hit. Ainsco going to have to hold. But now second and third, or first and third, and only an out. That was just a good piece of hitting right there by Logan Knepp.
Really was. Isaac Wagler at the plate, the catcher. 2-1, one out here. Isaac Wagler with a chance to get Cam Graber and these Vikings back into the game.
They're trying to pick Logan Knepp off again. Dave Cavanaugh says again.
His pants are white on one side.
Yes, DK, again. You heard me correctly. He was trimming. They're going to throw back over. Not only that, but the pickoff 2 innings ago was not of what we would call the close variety, Johnny.
He was frozen pizza.
Isaac going to bounce one. Shortstop going to pick it up. And they are going to turn it.
Two double plays now. Sometimes you hit it too hard.
And that's going to do it for the Vikings at the end of 4 innings. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 7-3 North Davies. Back to Bar Eve after this 2-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen?
The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Brewerton Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Brewerton Club's website at montgomerybrewertonclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomerybrewertonclub.com. The Montgomery Brewerton Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Daviess Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Daviess Community Hospital.
Back at Barrie, top of the fifth, Johnny, 7-3 Cougars.
Yep, top five, a little less than an hour old, and that's the first baseman Jack Wanniger at the plate. 3-2 Barrie going into the fourth, and the Cougars tie it up, and then Landon Mogris gets into one for a grand slam, and Cougars has opened this game up a little bit. Cam Graber still on the hill. So, teams have been pounding the baseball. Barrie's had a couple tough breaks. They've hit into two double plays. Really helped North Davis out.
And both of those double plays, runners in scoring position.
Yep, you're right.
So, 1-1 on Jack Wanniger here.
This game just has a feel like one or even both teams might get to 10. I mean, the way these teams are tagging it. Barrie ought to have more than three at this point.
As you said, a pickoff, two double plays.
Third out at second.
Yeah, being thrown out at second.
Yeah, I mentioned Hagenep. There's his illustrious father.
Okay, so, yeah, earlier, 2-1 the count on Jack Wanniger. As I said, you know, there's over the years – next pitch
was low.
3-1. You know, there's been some bad blood between these county rivals, but, you know, for several years now, it's been pretty friendly, I would say. Wanniger going to pop one into center, and it's just going to fall in between everybody. And
that goes down as a single, and it shouldn't.
It's just because it didn't touch a glove. How would you score that if all was right with the world, Johnny?
Well, I mean, that's a center fielder's ball, and Gage Wilson floated back on it, and Nick just needs to take charge. I mean, it drops with nobody touching it, so you got to score a single. Mentally, in my mind as a coach, I'm saying that's E8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, that's where I was going with it.
You know, I'd probably write down E8 on the card, but then I'd have to make sure it was a base hit in the book because – well, just because.
But anyhow, going back to the conversation, you know, Barrie, North Davies, no controversy lately. Everybody's getting along. It's all good. North Davies up to 2A and kind of missed each other in basketball the last few years. But still, it's a Barrie, North Davies game, right?
Yeah.
Who has the orangest shirt on in the building today?
You know, That's the illustrious Perry Knapp.
Perry Knapp has the most orange shirt on in the whole house.
There's always a Perry Knapp sighting, but it's hard to miss Perry Knapp today with the bright orange T-shirt that he's wearing.
Next one going to be bounced over. Logan Knapp going to get the lead runner at second. I don't know if he bumbled it or it took a bad hop, Johnny, but almost another error on the Vikings.
Yep. That would have been an error. Had Paul Irvin called that runner safe, but Paul Irvin said, you're out.
You're going to get the lead runner at second, so.
Fielder's choice. A little 4-6 flip.
But Perry's shirt is so orange that at 9:30 tonight, when it's dark, you would still see him.
Yeah,
he would still be lit up.
If he goes into Glendale and mushroom hunts, he doesn't need a light. I mean, he just wears the shirt. And He sees everything. You think Perry knows he's playing North Davis today? He's got a son, Ross, on first base.
Next one going to be hit into the alley out in right field, and it's going to get up against the wall.
That's Trey Nett pinch hitting, the sophomore.
They're going to hold him to a long single.
They're going to run for Nett probably. Coach McNabb does like to use his players. He's got several that he can choose from. Yep, so Trey Nett pinch hits, and then he's immediately replaced by a pinch runner. Let's find out who that is, number six. Number six on the lineup card looks to be. Ryan Graber. So he pinch hit for Graber, and then Graber's re-entered. Tyler Dunbar, the shortstop at the plate. Cougars threatening first and third. Big lead by Graber. Dunbar with a chance to add to this 7-3 lead. Looks like Barry's going to get loose in the bullpen. Not sure who's trotting out there, but is that Trenton Berry, the lefty?
Yeah, it looks that way. So 1-1 the count.
It's a long way to left field from where we are in right field. Nice crowd today. Nice weather. Overcast. Mid-70s.
Good pickoff attempt right there, but
Ross is in red. He knows what team he plays for. Pam got tired of dressing Perry a long time ago.
I would say you're probably right on that. First and third here, one out, top of the fifth.
Game moving right along.
2-1 the count.
Coach, to change sports for just a minute, softball, are we going to be on the call for this softball sectional this year?
We're going to be on the call for everything and then some that you want to be on. How about that, buddy?
That's
back at North Davis
this
year, right?
It is. So that'll be on a Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, you have to get Mr. Dalrymple to
Can we get comp for more than one hamburger?
I hope. We need some more tickets, Dal. And Dunbar going to flare one into right. Caden Graber going to make a nice play. Runner going to hold it third. So two down, and let's see if Barry can get out of this little jam here in the top of the fifth. You got to feel like, Johnny, if the Vikings are going to have a chance, and you got nine outs left, but just seems to me, in baseball, the kind of the mental difference between four and five is bigger than a run, I guess.
Yeah. I still think the Vikes have a chance. I mean, Peterson will continue to throw strikes, and Barry will probably continue to hit the ball.
And
that's a big run right there.
Sean Berry going to float one into right field. He's going to try to take second base, and he's going to get it standing up. So second and third, it's now 8-3 North Davis.
Yep. One swing could have tied it up before that eighth run scored. So Sean Berry with a big two-out RBI double. Berry with two hits now. At the plate is Brandon Craven. Craven's got a couple of hits as well. These Cougars do hit the baseball.
And Craven going to bounce one through. It's going to be knocked down by Wilson over on the infield. It's going to score another run, but Wilson, just by making the play, going to save one, and instead of 10-3, it's going to be 9-3, but North Davies just continuing to add on here.
Yeah, I'd say they probably – scoreboard doesn't reflect how many hits, but I think North Davis has got around 12 hits already. Cam Graber throws strikes, but North Davis is hitting the ball hard. Mokrus back up. Last time he deposited one over the left field wall for a grand slam. Any hunger pains, Coach? I'm feeling some hunger pains.
It's getting close as North Davies Renner going to take second.
We've talked about it. Matters who's on the mound, and the Vikings do have an ace in Gabe Gladish, and he'll be prepared for sectional 63. Yeah, in just a couple weeks, we'll be up there for the softball sectional at North Davis.
Yeah, as we were saying, tell Coach Dalrymple, A, we need ample concession tickets,
ample.
First of all.
Ample.
None of this one ticket.
We can get Jalen Mond to be our concession
our
runner.
Guy, yes.
He needs to be our runner.
And number two, we need the right field seat because I have no interest in being in the press box. As Moat going to hit one hard into right field, but Caden Graber going to range over and make the play, and that's going to do it. But North Davies adds on two more runs here in the top of inning number five, going to the bottom. 9-3, North Davies back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff. Great people, their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
Back at Bar Eve. Got Nick Parsons leading off here in the bottom of inning number five, Johnny.
Yep, Caden Graber on deck. And Parsons with a base hit.
Parsons going to be a second hit of the day. Lines one into center. So,
a lot of base hits. A lot of hard hit
balls. A lot
balls.
Of hard hit balls. As
even,
you
even the outs are line outs and deep fly outs. I mean,
that last out of the Cougar fifth inning was a ball that landed. Yeah. Mokra smoked to right center field. That one going to be bounced through. Caden Graber going to bounce one into left field. So every inning today, Johnny, even in a 9-3 game, Bar Eve has had opportunities.
They really have.
And, you know, as you mentioned, a couple of base-running gaffes and two hard-hit balls for double plays, both times with runners in scoring position. I mean, this
– Bar Eve's got eight hits.
It could be a whole different scenario right now.
Well, that grand slam, really.
That was the big, blow.
Yeah.
Top of the order here, Gage Wilson.
Gage Wilson's had a few home runs this year.
Yeah, I think he's got three. And he hit one at Lagodi, and I know you weren't you were playing junior high baseball that night, but I mean it was 370, 380. It was no doubt. Quickly a two strike count on Wilson.
He hit one down at Springs Valley as well, right?
Hit one down at Valley. I think he's hit one here, too.
So. Mom gets it done at North Davis by day in the math department.
You know, another one of those, and that's another thing that makes the rivalry so unique, is you've got next one going to be outside, one and two. You got Mom, Christy, who's a North Davis grad, a math teacher, and then you've got Steve Wilson and the Wilson clan here, who've probably only farmed in Bar Township for, you know, centuries.
At least two centuries.
So Christy marries into the Wilson Farms family. One and two on Gage. Next one going to be inside. And I thought he just took strike three, Johnny. But
yep.
Aaron Embry says it was inside. The Cougar faithful not in agreement.
Aaron Embry's become a veteran umpire.
Yeah. Not much discussion from North Davies, though.
You know, you got to start somewhere, and it seems like he didn't start too long ago, but he's been out there for a while now.
Next one going to be bounced in, so Wilson's worked it full.
I think Peterson's thinking if I throw a fastball, Wilson's going to kill it. Working him with some off speed. Fans still rolling in here. It's BYOC, bring your own chair.
Wilson foul one off.
We did.
We did. Only we're not expected to pay.
No. No, we don't pay. Be nice if we didn't have to pay at Red Bones.
I am starving. 3-2. Wilson again.
Ball three or four.
Ball four, and bases loaded. Nobody out for Bar Eve.
I mentioned I thought at least one team might get to double figures and runs.
Maybe both of them will at this rate. I don't know.
Logan Graber, this game's not over.
Come on back, Logan.
Bring some mushrooms, Caden. Libby, fry some up for us. We're starving out here. We're only 6 miles from your house. Come on back.
Cam Graber to the plate now. First delivery to him going to be high. And no action in the Cougar bullpen. I don't know who would be next, Johnny. Who would be next?
They've used a lot of arms this week already.
Next offering to Cam going to be bounced through. It's going to score one. They're going to stop everybody, so 9-4 now. Still nobody out.
Nobody out, yep.
That's going to bring Gladish to the plate.
Gladish capable of hitting it over the wall in a hurry.
So Gladish to the plate. Gladish going to bounce one sharply right at the shortstop, and they are going to turn it, and there's your third double play of the day. It's going to score a run, but it's a timely defense by North Davies. It's now 9-5, Johnny, but, man, those twin killings, you don't want to say that Bar Eve has been the more unlucky team today, but I'm going to say it, Bar Eve has been the more unlucky team today.
They really have, and three double plays in five innings for the Cougars. That's some sort of school record.
So Ainsco to the dish. Runner down at third. Let's see if Austin Ainsco can
cut that deficit back to four, though, Coach, where it, one swing can have an effect.
Well, single here could basically cut the deficit in half. Next one in for a strike, 1-1.
Three double plays, 4-6-3 times three. Actually, there was a 6. There was a
4-6-3.
Yeah. 6-4-3, 6-4-3.
Uh-huh. Yep. So next delivery to Ainsco. Going to be inside, 2-1.
Couple of weeks of school left here, and we'll be talking about summer basketball camps, driver's education. Got another kid driving this summer, I guess.
Oh, man.
I'll have another one next summer driving.
You got people driving all the time. Mm-hmm. Next one high to Austin Ains goes, so 3-1.
I've got plenty of side gigs, but used car lot might be one down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want if you like vehicles with over 200,000 miles.
Hey, no kidding.
We've got plenty of those.
3-1 offering to Ains go, going to be swung on and missed. So 3-2. 9-5, North Davies, bottom of the fifth.
Another starter on the hardwood here, Austin Ainsco. He'll be back next year. Oh, this just in, you guys had starters and they were all underclassmen.
Uh-huh. Austin had 19 in that semi-state game.
Had a game, didn't he?
He had a game. Full count. Ainsco going to line one, and it's going to be fair down the left field line. Ainsco going to turn into second, and I thought coming off the bat, especially at our vantage point, Johnny, that ball was going to be kind of hooked foul, but it stayed fair, so it's 9-6.
He painted the line with that double.
It's going to bring Quentin Yoder to the plate.
9-6. Bar Eve with six, and North Davies with nine. home team with a little two-out rally here.
Bottom of the fifth. As we mentioned, Bar Eve, they've cut the lead in half, even with all the double plays and a couple of base running miscues. First pitch to Quentin going to be high.
And they've got last bats. I mean, that matters in a slugfest like this.
Next one going to be swung on a miss, 1-1. One and one.
So we'll be on the call for the baseball sectional as well.
We got baseball, we got softball. We may do the girls' tennis sectional. Who knows, Johnny?
Hey, that might be North Davis. That might be at North Davis too.
You hear that, Dave Crooks? Sell ads for that. We'll call it. Next one going to be low to Quentin, 2-1.
Nice volley at the net. 30 love.
That's right.
Ace.
You can do volleyball cheers for him, yeah. 2-1 on Quentin. And that one's going to be low, 3-1. And it looks like, never mind. They're just going to pick up some catcher's equipment in the bullpen,
yeah,
Johnny.
I guess, just forgot equipment.
I thought North Davies was headed down that way, but evidently not. Of course, a day like this, a week where you play a lot of games, burn a lot of pitching, it just may be the pitcher's game to win or lose today, you know,
I think for both sides. Peterson's going to stay out there as long as he can.
And that one going to miss to Quentin.
Coach, one swing of the bat. Well, we'd be tied.
Wow.
Running out of room on my lineup card and ink.
That's going to bring Logan Knepp back to the plate. Logan with two hits already today.
Two hits for Logan.
First pitch going to be
taken high.
I think that was high, yeah.
Just a bit high.
1-0.
Coach Rodemaker's been involved in a lot of baseball games over the years. Nothing surprises him on the diamond.
Speaking of state champions, Johnny.
Yeah.
Just got a text from our friend. Is Logan going to pop one out of play? Jenna Knepp.
Jenna Knepp's
volleyball
state champion.
Yeah. She says she is laughing out loud at you guys, specifically you, John Mullen, on the radio, talking about calling tennis and then your aw ace chant.
Ace. Kiss ours. Peterson, 1-1 count here.
Let's see if Logan can.
I wondered when you were going to bring volleyball into the equation. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of an important sport here, Coach. Bar Eve.
It's important in my house.
Kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal.
I saw where Jody Graber won her 400th coaching victory in softball, but your wife has more than 400 victories, more than 500 victories.
She's edging in on 600.
She is closing in.
1-2 on Logan right here.
As is another coach down here closing in on 600.
Logan going to bounce one to short, and it's going to beat. And they're going to beat Quentin Yoder to the bag, but Bar Eve going to cut the lead in half. At the end of five on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 9-6. North Davies on top. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
Farmers will tell you ag lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of ag lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go.
Phil Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
Back at Bar Eve, new pitcher for the Vikings. That is senior Trent Berry, Johnny Mullen.
The southpaw is going to relieve Cam Graber. Graber goes five innings, gives up nine. Not all of them were earned. But right now he's on the hook for the loss unless these Vikings can add a few more runs. They're trailing 9-6 here as we head to the top of the sixth. Looks like Chris Reed, the third baseman, is going to lead off for the Cougars. In front of us is Tyler Dunbar. Dunbar, the shortstop, warming up. He might be coming in to relieve Peterson. Both teams are hitting the ball well today, Coach.
Yeah, both teams are. So Chris Reed leading off the top of the sixth here for the Cougs, Johnny.
Yes, he is. And Dunbar and one of the assistant coaches, Ashley Schertz, were told that the bullpen is out there by the umpire.
Yeah.
And he's right. There is
and
a bullpen
right
out there in
right
field. So
not only that, nice little setup out
it
there.
It is. It really is. Both bullpens are nice.
1-1 on Reed.
Thrown some bullpens in the left field bullpen here over the years. Jalen Mullen in Franklin, Ohio, just above Cincinnati, playing
hoops.
The 16-team Midwest Circuit comes to a close this weekend there, and they've won their first two games today.
2-2 now on Reed. It's a little change of pace here. Berry, a left-hander.
Yep. A little slower from a delivery standpoint.
And
Reed's going to take strike three.
He's going to get a strikeout. Reed took it.
Looked a little low from here, but
that's kind of what I thought. But one thing I've learned about umpires and officials over the years, Johnny, they ain't changing the call after they make it.
You can't change it. Although Adnan did this week or last week on us. Hi, Adnan. Doubt you're listening.
And that delivery going to hit.
Hits Max Wessner.
Wessner.
Thought maybe it hit the cap on his bat, but it must have hit his hand. No, Adnan has done a fine job of umpiring up there for the junior high boys. Last Saturday, he had a guy safe at third, and then 4 seconds later called him out.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I didn't argue.
Did the call go for you or against you?
It was actually against us, and it was actually Jalen getting called out at third base.
Oh, my.
So it was personal, but we took it and we moved on and end up winning the game. So we're all humans. We all make a lot of mistakes.
It's of flesh and blood you're made.
Love to referee, though, so that I can make as many mistakes as possible and have as many as – oh, boy.
There it is.
Play. How about that?
Weiner going to line one at Ross Knepp. He's going to pick it. Wessner was leaning the other way.
There's a double play in Barry's favor. This might change everything.
It might. That's maybe a defensive break for Barry. Is Weiner going to line out to Ross Knepp? Knepp steps on first, and that's going to do it. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. 9-6 North Davies. Back to Barry after this 2-minute timeout.
With all the options out there today, we ask Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with a new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
7-8-9 in the order here for Bar Eve. Isaac Wagler. He takes a strike. Now he taps one foul. So
he tried to bunt there.
0-2.
His first pitch, he tried to lay a bunt down just to get something going, and it rolled foul. So he's in the hole 0-2. Peterson, probably with a short leash here in the sixth, as Dunbar has completed his warm-ups.
Isaac going to pop one into center. Center fielder going to range back, make the play. One up and one down.
Isaac 0 for 3 today. Two flyouts and a double play. Craven catches that ball. This young man has two hits. And that is, who is that up there? Trent Berry now.
Okay, pinch hitter.
Okay. Trent Berry has no hits. Trent Berry has the ability to hit it out of the park.
Catch it, Johnny.
Damn,
catch it.
That's over my
catch
head.
Catch it. Ugh. Long fly. Foul ball down the right field line. 0-1 on Trent Berry.
I ain't as good as I once was.
But are you as good once as you ever was?
Well, if Sarah's listening or not.
You and your Toby Keefe references. Strike two swinging on Berry.
Speaking of Toby, I'm looking forward to seeing Toby Madison maybe over the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my.
Maybe coming in for the Bar Eve graduation.
Yeah,
maybe.
We'll see. Two strikes on Berry. Berry going to foul one.
I know I'll see him at the end of June. He always comes in for the fourth. And we've been out of high school 25 years, so I think there's something in the works for the last day of June.
Yes. And Berry going to nub one back to the pitcher. Peterson going to pick it up. And it's going to beat him just by a half step. And that was a tough play by Peterson.
Wow, I'm surprised he didn't beat that one out. Yep. So Peterson here with two up, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. Caden Graber.
Yeah, Caden Graber next to hit.
Caden's reached twice, once on an error, once on a hit.
Not only were we talking about Jenna Knepp just a second ago, but Jenna, as of today, officially a college graduate.
Congratulations, Jenna.
And Caden going to line one back up the middle. So two out hitting right here. That's going to bring Wilson.
Going to roll the order over. You never know.
Back to the box.
Jenna helps in the feeder program with basketball, volleyball. softball.
She does it
whenever
all.
She can. She was one of those 12 letter girls, wasn't she?
12 letter girls.
Yeah. One of them point guard, shortstop, setter, hitter.
Yep. Did it all from day one.
The Julie Helma Barreve.
We had to talk her out of retiring from volleyball a time or two.
Uh-huh.
Of course, what does she end up winning a state championship in and playing in college and coaching later?
Well, probably should have hung it up.
Yeah.
So say the Lady Lions in their following.
We still give Jenna crap about that. And that ball going to be thrown through the first baseman's leg. So Caden Graber going to take second with a one-ball count on Gage Wilson.
Now Mokris is going to take that air, but it's probably a ball that the first baseman should have knocked down. Throw was short, but you got to somehow keep that in front of you. Big run out there at second base could really make this game even closer.
And Wilson going to pop it up. That is a high pop fly. Center fielder going to call everybody off and make the play. And North Davie's going to get out of it. They had a shot with two outs right there to drive in a run, but Gage Wilson going to get just under it, and that's going to do it. We're going to the top of inning number 7. 9-6 North Davie still in front. Back to Barreve after this two-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barreve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Davies County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractors program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Top of inning number 7. Cougars hurler Peterson in the batter's box going against Trent Berry. Quickly a two ball no strike count on Peterson. Next one going to be in for a strike.
So we are already in the 7th. 5:27 here, so my belly says it's time to eat.
Peterson going to fly out to right. Can of corn, we like to call it. Caden,
please don't talk about food right now.
Caden Graber going to range back and make the play. Well, you know what's going to happen here, Johnny.
I do. We're going to go extra innings.
Yep. Cougars are going to go quietly here, and Barreve's going to rally.
Yeah, there's going to be a three-run rally.
And we're going, 17 or 18 innings here tonight.
Well, we'll play two, basically. Play 14.
Enough to make both of our spouses happy. And Dunbar going to line out softly. Well, not a line out, but he kind of nubs it. Second baseman going to pick it up.
That was Ryan Graber, actually.
Okay.
Dunbar will be up now.
I've confused him for Dunbar about three times already today.
It's hard to say. Graber plays second a lot, and Dunbar plays short.
But Logan Knepp going to pick it up and flip it over to Ross at first. So two up, two down.
Logan Graber, Libby Graber, come on back. Mike's proclaiming there's going to be extra innings. There's plenty of game to see. Of course, I'm sure Coach DeCourcy, being the Bar Eve fanatic that he is, would be happy with a victory in regulation.
That'd be fine. Dunbar going to
– it's going to hang up.
Line one into center. That's Cam Graber over there now, and he's going to pick it out of the air, and that's going to do it. So Bar Eve going to the bottom of inning number seven. They are down 9-6, but it is 2-3-4. Heart of the order for the Vikes coming up. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap. Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Break for the Vikings, starting bottom of inning number seven, Johnny.
Yep, Cam Graber on a 1-0 pitch, hits a major league pop-up, and the first baseman, Jack Wanniger, the junior, with a big old glove, can't corral it. So Cam Graber reaches on an error, and it's a fortuitous break for the Vikes.
It's going to bring Gladys to the plate, first pitch looking for a strike. Next one going to be tapped out in front of the plate, and it's going to be a foul ball, and that's a break for North Davies because that was in that nether region, and Gladish had already beat that thing out to first base.
Looked like a swinging bunt.
Swinging bunt, yeah. So, but a two-strike count on Gabe.
Yeah, he definitely had that beat out, had it stayed fair. Last three outs are usually the hardest three outs to get. Ask any number of St. Louis Cardinals closers.
Gabe going to bounce one. Third baseman going to pick it up. Nice pick by the second baseman over there.
That's Anthony Raber.
And that was just a bad throw by the
– Chris Reed threw it in the dirt. I don't know how Arab got his glove on it, but he made up for Wanniger's error. That was almost Reed's error. That really would have opened a can.
Not only that, if it got by him, it was headed into this right field corner probably, but he picked it on the short hop, and that
– Ainsco up now.
Haynes go out in front, strike one swinging. Yeah, I can't convey to you what a...
That's a major league play there at second base. Just to come up with that ball.
Ainsco going to tap one foul. He's been out ahead.
Peterson pounding the breaking balls right now.
So 9-6, bottom of the seventh. Two strikes on Ainsco. Runner at first, one out. Next delivery to Ainsco. Austin going to line one into center for a single. So first and second, and that's going to bring Quentin Yoder to the plate.
Is that that's Ainsco's third hit, I believe.
Well, yeah. Speaking of extra innings, Cubs closer Brandon Morrow coughs up his first save.
I'm sorry,
chance
Coach.
Of the year. We're tied at six in St. Louis.
All right. So we're headed to the 10th?
There's two outs just a second ago.
All
so.
Right. Who's this hitting? Is that Ross Knapp hitting for himself?
Is that Ross or is that Quentin Yoder?
Well, Quentin's been hitting for Ross all day.
And Ross going to bounce it. And there's your fourth double play of the day. As Reed going to step on third base, throw it across the diamond, and he's going to get Ross Knapp. And that's going to do it. And the Cougars are going to win at the final today on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. North Davies hangs on in a slugfest today. Cougars 9, Barrieve 6. We're going to take a 30-second timeout post-game today, brought to you by our friend Alex Knapp at German American Bank in Washington. North Davies wins it today. 9-6 over Barrieve. Back to Barrieve High School after this 30-second timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding
community. Back at Barrieve, North Davies wins it today, 9-6, and it certainly sets up what's going to be an interesting sectional 63 here in just a few weeks. Post-game thoughts today, Johnny?
Well, both teams hit the ball well. Even outs were well struck. Cam Graber takes the loss on the hill. We know that Gladish is Barrieve's ace, and for the Cougars, they get seven innings out of Gabe Peterson. He manages to wiggle out of some jams, courtesy of, count them, one, two, three, four double plays, four DPs turned by the Cougar infield, and that really slowed Barrieve's offense. Even to the last out, we kind of felt like Barrieve might put a charge into a couple of balls and maybe overtake the Cougars, but not this time. It wasn't meant to be. The Cougars continue to improve, and I think they pick up their third win of the week. They had a 3-1 week. Meanwhile, the Vikes, coming off a huge win against Linton, lose this version of the Buggy Bowl, but as you mentioned, sectional 63 in a few weeks might be a different story.
Yeah, certainly will. We got a little bit of hardware to pass out today. Johnny, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game.
We're going to go with Austin Ainsco. Ainsco had three hits, including an RBI double, and he struck the ball well and also reached V and air. So Austin Ainsco today's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
So Austin Ainsco today's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, that's going to do it here today. Barrieve falls in the baseball version of the Buggy Bowl, 9-6 to North Davies. I'd like to thank Caleb Knapp back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my friend John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings fall today to North Davies, 9-6. Good afternoon, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.